Hey guys, how's everyone doing? I just wanted to speak about today, basically just the four core areas of focus when it comes to succeeding in affiliate marketing. So I've seen a lot of people just, getting their affiliate links and just barfing it all over the internet. I saw a guy the other day when I was scrolling through one of the groups on Facebook, and he just put, like a 72-inch flat screen telly with his Amazon affiliate link, posted a picture of it and say, buy here, click here. And it just looked so spammy and such a turn off. And that way, people just never buy from that because it's clearly not a product they believe in, and it's just, they're clearly just wanting, they're just after a quick buck, get rich quick, and it just looks so spammy, unprofessional. And when I see it, I think, oh, am I going to get a virus on my computer if I click on that? And how many people scrolling through an affiliate marketing page are going to be wanting a telly right off the bat? Saw another guy today, and it was Nivea body lotion. So yeah, absolutely dumbstruck with that. And that is the fastest way to waste your time and never make a penny at affiliate marketing. So let me take you through what I've been learning and what I'm working on at the moment. So the first core area that I want to speak about is traffic. Now, traffic is people that come to your website, funnel. Basically, you're connecting the right product to the right people, and that's called quality traffic. So connecting people to your product is traffic. You're essentially bridging the gap between people that are looking for answers and the product that gives the answers. A product ideally that you're currently using, and one that you always stand by because you know the results that it gives. So if I mean, it doesn't matter how good your funnel is, your website is, your follow-up sequence and your emails is, if nobody's clicking on your page, nobody's opting in, you'll never see any results. So this is why this is core focus number one. Thing you need to understand about traffic is you're always going to pay for it in one way or another, whether that's with your time or whether that's with money. So if you're paying it with time, that obviously takes longer, and that's an organic outreach. So you're using your time to create blogs or outreaching on Facebook, these kind of things to people that are searching for answers. And obviously that takes time. If you're going down the paid route, obviously you need to initially invest a lot of time in understanding things like Facebook ads, how they work, how to optimize them properly, and slowly build it up from there, trying a lot of things with video ads, imagery, wording, all that kind of thing to really get the, your who, the people that you've nailed down to a T that are looking for this product. So there are three types of traffic. There's traffic you control, traffic you don't control, and traffic that you own. So traffic that you control are, go back to the example of Facebook ads. So Mark Zuckerberg, he owns all the traffic on Facebook because he owns Facebook. But for a fee, you can control the traffic by putting out your ads as people are scrolling down, and you can take those people away, and they'll click on your link. That's traffic that you control. This is something I would recommend pursuing in the long term, which is what I'm trying to do at the minute. So this is a long-term strategy, something that you want to do permanently. So traffic that you don't control are organic outreach. So if you've got a blog online, and people, rather than getting siphoned off from Facebook, they're searching for an answer, and you don't know, people will stumble along the blog, come onto the blog if they find it interesting, and maybe go through it that way. So that's organic outreach. Now, I do podcasting as well as Facebook advertising, but as you know, my Facebook account's blocked at the minute and has been for 18 days, so trying to get that back. I'm not sure exactly what happened, so bear with me on that one. And finally, traffic that you own. Traffic that you own is traffic that you've got email addresses of, personal information that you can communicate with on a daily basis, weekly basis, bi-weekly basis, and they are traffic that you've paid for to get. And when I say traffic, I mean they are individual people that you need to communicate with, like a human person, to give them value, help them along their way on their journey. And you know, that's the holy grail right there. These are the traffic that you can direct anywhere. So if you come across, say, an affiliate offer one day that you use and you find it a huge amount of value, you can say, hey guys, people that have been stuck with this, this book offers, you know, valuable solutions, or you know, this piece of software, I've been using it for 3 months now, I've got these results. Highly recommend you check it out. The second core focus is capture. So capturing a lead, a person, whether that's their email address, which is commonly, you know, captured in an opt-in page or a squeeze page, whatever you want to call it. So if there's people out there that are looking to, you know, looking into e-commerce, and I've written an e-commerce book, and I'll say, here's an e-commerce book, have it for free, or you can have the hard copy, you know, $10 for shipping, and in exchange for your email address, that will offer a huge ton of value to people that are interested in, you know, maybe that are interested in yoga on the e-commerce platform, for example. So this all comes back to traffic that you own. So once they have their email address, that is traffic that you own. And then the traffic that you own, is say they've just opted in for your e-commerce book, you take them to a bridge page for your offer or an affiliate offer, something along those lines. And that's bridging the gap, just like you would be if you're on organic outreach. You're bridging the gap between person and product. And that's exactly what a funnel does as well. So that lead magnet is essentially a bribe, saying, I'll give you value if you give me value by giving me your email address and letting me get to know you. So from there, I've got an AWeber account. I've set up emails. Started sending out daily emails to my list, which I'm going to start doing today. So that is the crux of it there. Obviously, any further explanations needed, let me know. Even though you know, people offering for opt-in, give you your email address, they're interested in what you're talking about and the products that you're offering or promoting, doesn't necessarily mean that they'll buy straight away. Most people don't. Like for me, for example, when I first saw an advert for Dean Holland's book, for example, with the foreword by Russell Brunson, I thought it was a book by Russell Brunson, and I watched a few seconds, kicked it back, didn't really watch it, seen a few more times, you know, started to watch it a bit more, understood it, and then I went to opt-in for the book, and then I left it at the add to cart page, and I saw a few more emails, and then they followed up a bit more, and I went back to check it, and eventually I just bought it. And you know, ever since then, I've built a relationship with them. So that's basically what the whole follow-up is. This is the core focus number three, the follow-up. And of course, as I'm saying, a lot of people see people on their list as just a number rather than people, and speaking to them genuinely. They just try and throw any old offer at them and sort of bombard them. And this is where things like shiny object syndrome comes from. People buy a product and think, oh, that's good, that's going to help me. They get away with it, and they see another one, bang, and they buy that one, and they'll go, oh, I'll go back to that one, but they never do. And then it's just a continuous cycle of buying products and having a feeling of, oh, I'm achieving something because I'm buying products, but it's not true. You have to, you know, do your research, pick one thing, and stick with it. I mean, you can't jump from like affiliate marketing to e-commerce and vice versa, or this mentor, that mentor, or this person. It just doesn't work. But it's always good for an offer to have a 7-day follow-up autoresponder sequence. And after this, it's, you know, what I'd like to call a soap opera sequence. And after that, obviously, that's automated. But then you start sending out emails, you know, contact your list saying, hey guys, hope you had a great weekend. I'm going to be sending out 2 emails this week, on Thursday and Friday, blah, 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 or whatever you can commit to. I'd say commit to a day or 2 a week, and try and build that from there. That's what I'm doing at the moment. So, yeah. In fact, I'll go into a bit more about the soap opera sequence when they opt in. Obviously, if you've got a lead magnet, you want to send offset their lead magnet and get it sent over within, I would say, 20 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes. And you want to tell them that on your bridge page, so you can tell them about your main offer first. But day one, I would say, thank them for opting in, introduce yourself, and, you know, set an open loop for the next day. Tell a story. So what I mean is just leave an open loop for a story, and the next day you want to share like a relevant backstory. How did you say get into affiliate marketing? How did you get where you are now? And again, set a curious cliffhanger at the end of that story for the next email on day three. Day three is your breakthrough story day, where you link it back to your main product offer, where you tell them, you know, this is the big breakthrough moment when I've got this product. This is what set me apart from everyone else, and just be genuine from that. People hold themselves back with their false beliefs, thinking, oh, I need to try and optimize my open rate, and worrying about what people think too much. You just have to be as genuine as possible. Obviously, you can't stress about being the most perfect storyteller in the world. That comes with experience. You didn't jump on your bike your first day, ride it, and, you know, cycle halfway across the country, did you? So it's just one of those things you've got to work on. And obviously, it goes without saying, get the basics right, you know, grammar, spelling, those kind of things. Make sure it makes sense, and leave your open loop. Simple. Day four is where you share a success story in terms of your realization of the product. What issues did it solve? Day five, you know, share another success story from the product, and again, leave another cliffhanger. Day six is more focused around overcoming people's objections. You know, talking to people myself. You know, a lot of people just don't know where to go. They don't know what to focus on. They don't know what their future holds. Those kind of things. haven't got enough time, and these are the objections you have to overcome, because it's a lot easier to say those kind of things rather than sort of tackling it head on. I mean, a lot of people say they don't have enough time, but if you sit down for a week, and you know, say when you're not at your job or, you know, having to do your normal responsibilities, you've got time. But even throughout that day, write down, you know, when am I scrolling on the internet, you know, when am I just watching YouTube videos or Netflix, those kind of things. You can see like an hour a day over a month, it adds up to a full working week. So yeah, and that hour a day is a commitment I think most people can commit to driving this home and making a successful business for themselves. Obviously, the fourth core focus is the sales system. So in a nutshell, in a one-liner, it is offering more products to your audience, more affiliate offers. But this is where the trick comes in. You've got to be super selective. Things that you've tried and tested over time, things that genuinely help with the main product you've given them for them to succeed. And it's essentially a value exchange. They'll give you, you know, they'll get that product and you make a small affiliate commission off that. Well, you know, it offers true value to them, so they don't have to search around for years wasting their time trying to figure everything out on their own. You can offer them true value and get things to them as fast as possible, and then the only thing that's down to them is their focus, their drive, and that's it. Talking about the focus and drive, maybe that's something I've been focusing on, not because I'm not driven, but I've been focusing on more on my why. I've been focusing more on my sort of the future I want to build for myself, and I'm going to talk about them more, obviously, but that's my open loop. Chat to you guys soon. Thank you.